the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Fourth and 9 o'clock, we're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Dabla.
And it's week 8 in the NFL.
Yeah, the halfway mark.
What?
That's what they call me, the halfway mark.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Last week...
I had just taken the lead last week, so what do we got this week?
Last week we had a 53-52 score.
I'm a little nervous.
This week, Mark had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct picks, and I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct picks.
Oh, holding on to my lead!
So it's 60-59 going into week 8.
Oh, yeah. Mark is holding strong.
Now, last week...
I'm long and strong.
We were blanked in the Browns-Rams. We both picked the Browns, and they lost. Let's see what else ones we were blanked in. The Colts lost, and we both picked the Colts, so that was no good. And, I think that was...
Yeah, whatever, man. I don't know. I won.
Hold on. I forgot to put this one in. The Cardinals won. So, actually, it is 61-60. So, yeah, 61-60. You're still up by one.
All right. Yeah. One pick. Okay.
So, why don't we begin this week's picks?
Why don't we? I'm waiting on you. Man, neck and neck.
I know, I'm nervous.
All your years of football training are...
This week, I don't give a fuck what you pick. I'm picking what I... I'm going with my heart.
That's what you said last week.
My heart.
Were you faking last week?
I don't know.
Were you trying to lose? Don't make excuses.
Starting off, once again, we have another game in England. This one at a time, and it's the Lions and the Chiefs.
Hello there.
In England, 9:30 a.m. on Sunday.
You want to watch the football?
By the way, don't forget tonight you have to turn your clocks back.
Yeah.
Or head. Or back. Back. Back.
Fall back. Yeah.
I always thought it was fall forward and then spring back.
I mean, you could do either or.
Exactly.
I could fall back or fall forward.
That cheating thing doesn't help me, you know?
Yeah. There's lots of different ways. I could fall sideways. What does that mean?
So anyways, Lions versus Chiefs in England.
Shit. Give me the Lions.
This game is a bit of a toss-up because both teams have sucked pretty bad this year. So, hold on. I think I'm putting the wrong. Okay.
And no more excuses from you. Every week you say how, this week, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to... You pick what you want to pick.
I'm picking the Chiefs.
And then you just pretend like you for somehow... Yeah, whatever.
Next up, we have the NFC North battle. The Minnesota Vikings. We just had a Craigslist Corral coming up this week. It'll be in Minnesota.
No, I thought you were going to say we just had an interview with the Vikings. Like, I didn't
no.
know that.
Coming up later in the week, we're going to be in Minnesota for Craigslist Corral.
Okay.
The Vikings versus the Bears. Chicago Bears.
Yeah, no, I did not the... Not the other Bears?
What was it, Cal Bears?
I don't know.
Hershey Bears.
Chocolate Bears. Nice. I'd like that.
It's playing words because it sounds like Hershey Bars. Hershey, Pennsylvania.
What are the teams again?
Vikings and Bears.
You talk too much because like I've already forgot what you said. Vikings.
Now, I believe that the Vikings quarterback is playing pretty well, Teddy Bridgewater. So I will also choose the Vikings. The Bears are not playing well at all. They're pretty shitty, actually. All
right.
Next up, a game that no one wants to watch. The pathetic San Francisco 49ers against the pathetic St. Louis Rams, who might be moving after this season to a different city.
I've heard. Might go to L.A.
Yeah.
Back home.
They might start playing literally in your backyard. Like, what's going on back there? The Rams are playing.
I wouldn't. I'd be annoyed. All the noise. I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like it.
Your backyard's not even 100 yards. I don't even know how they figured it.
Yeah, I don't know. Miniaturization. Mm. Whoever the Rams aren't. What was the other team?
49ers.
shit. Yeah, fuck it, 49ers.
I'm going to pick the Rams. I think they got this one. This is another one where it's impossible to pick. They're both pretty shitty.
It's like every, like a third of the teams in NFL just shitty.
Yeah. Next up, the Bengals versus Steelers, a battle of the AFC North, and the Bengals have yet to lose a game. They're undefeated so far.
I know you think that means that they're due, but I got to go with the Bengals.
And Big Ben is coming back for the Steelers this week after having a knee injury.
Listen, it's not 100%. He thinks it is, but he's in for a big surprise.
Yeah.
Because I know the guy who did the laparoscopic surgery on his knee.
He didn't have surgery on his knee. It was an MCL.
Whatever.
Anyways, I'm going to pick the Steelers because the Bengals are fucking due to lose.
You keep saying it.
Yeah.
They're going to be undefeated. Undefeated in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who I picked for the Super Bowl. Do you remember who you picked?
No.
Nah, I mean.
Next up, the Titans versus the Texans. Nashville Titans versus the Tennessee Titans versus the Houston Texans.
Yeah, I don't know either, so don't look at me. I don't know. Titans and Texans? Yeah, give me the Titans.
Yeah, the Texans are a horrible team. They just cut their quarterback because...
When this song comes up, I always think that the Monsters is going to open up.
Anyways, the Texans quarterback, they cut because he was... During training camp, he was late. And then he got caught in traffic and missed the flight to the game.
That's a tough break, kid.
Yeah, so they cut his ass.
So a lot of excuses, this guy.
Next up, the Seahawks versus the Cowboys.
Then his dog ate his helmet, so he couldn't... Who is it? Seahawks, Cowboys?
Yep.
Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm picking the Seahawks as well, because the Cowboys are still without their starting quarterback. Do you know who their
Cowboys?
Do you know their starting quarterback is?
Wild Bill Hickok.
No. Tony Romo.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Next up, the Buccaneers versus the Falcons, who had a really good start, but have been losing games lately.
I would say Buccaneers.
Right, I picked the Falcons because I think they are better than the Buccaneers. Next up, the Cardinals travel to Cleveland, Ohio to take on the Browns.
I think I always pick the Cardinals, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, so why buck a trend?
Yeah, the Cardinals are better than the Browns. Browns suck, so it's Cardinals.
Everyone sucks.
Giants versus the Saints. As some people call them the Aints.
When the Saints come marching in.
Are you Tom Waits or...
That's Louis Armstrong.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Giants. Oh, when the Aints come marching. I should record that.
I'm also going to pick the Giants. Why not? Sometimes I want to do, like, I try to have, like, a... They're like, oh, I've actually picked the opposite. Eh.
Yeah, well, listen, you got to pick who you think's going to win.
Next up, we have the San Diego Superchargers, who could be moving as well, up against the Ravens, who moved years ago from Cleveland. Now, this week is an exciting week for Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers, because he had his 8th child this week.
Man, it's a lot of fucking kids.
He goes by the old... We let God decide how many kids we have. Bullshit.
Is he a Christian scientist? Like, if they get sick, he's not going to treat them?
I don't know
if
he's a Christian scientist, but he's a Christian of some sort. And he just keeps fucking his wife and impregnating her.
Like, they all have malaria, but
now,
I
know
give
he has
a shit.
Money, so that's not a problem. But when you have that many kids, some of those kids are going to be ignored, you know?
No, he's got the money. They all have their own nannies, so I guess they're all going to be fine. Now, when you're a poor person and you have that many kids, listen, I can only keep track of so many.
Yeah.
What teams?
Chargers and Ravens.
Chargers.
Me too. We can't make it interesting if I pick the same teams, but whatever.
Well, yeah, you gotta
pick
who you think's gonna win.
Yeah, that's who I believe, you know. Next up, the Jets versus the Raiders.
Jets. Fuck the Raiders.
I'm picking the Raiders because I think they're a good team. And that's just it.
Alright.
Next up, and last up, the Sunday night game.
Last, but certainly not the least.
I don't know what the Monday night game was. I think we already did. Packers versus Broncos. Two undefeated teams battling it out on Sunday Night Football.
Ooh, that's going to be an exciting game. But
somebody's leaving with a loss.
That's true. Can they have a tie?
Yes, they can.
Can I pick a tie?
Yes, you can.
Oh, man.
That'd be risky, though.
If I picked a tie and they got it, we have to just quit the game and say I won overall. Because yeah. That would be like, you pick that, man, you fuck it, you win. It's done. I give it the Packers.
All right, I'm going to go with the Packers, too, because I think Peyton Manning's career is over. His arm is a noodle. It's a wet noodle, as they say. Oh, I put down the Pacers. Is that who you picked? Did you pick the Indianapolis Pacers of the NBA?
I did. Mm. They got it in them. They have it in them to win.
Yeah. So that does it.
Yeah, it's going to be another close game because most of our picks are the same pick, except for a handful.
We'll see.
So, yeah. I don't know. I hope I can really keep on to this lead, man.
So enjoy football tomorrow and Halloween today.
Yes, HotshotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend.